Please remember, the views and opinions expressed by this show or any other show on DV Radio and its guests are strictly those of said individuals and do not reflect those of the DV Radio staff, nor the staff of Dysfunctional Veterans.
The following includes conversation relating to cryptocurrency. The information provided and discussed is strictly for educational and informational purposes only. Any use of any information is done so at your own risk. DV Radio LLC, as well as the hosts and guests of the show, take no responsibility if you wish to use any of the information in your daily life. Again, the topics discussed are strictly for informational and educational purposes only.
I am Chris, the CEO.
My name is Paul, I'm the COO.
I am Chris, aka Ludacris, the Chief Technical Officer.
My name is Zach. I'm the Chief Marketing Officer, better known as the When Marketing Officer, because it never gets done, right?
Our long show, we will talk about Infinity, crypto in general, DeFi, blockchain technology, and just talk about anything, whatever the hell we feel like talking about.
Get to know us at a little more personal level.
Babbling nonsense.
Is there cursing rules or anything?
No, you say whatever the fuck you want.
I think they'd be more worried if you didn't curse.
Love these guys.
Show me the money!
Hey, what's up, everybody? How's everybody doing on Tuesday evening?
Doing perfect, kid.
Yeah?
Doing pretty damn good.
Back for another Affinity Protocol. I think I was looking at the episode count. I think we're up around 30 now. It's pretty damn good. I'm excited about it. It's a lot, considering we do bi-weekly.
Man, that's a long time for people to come listen to our dumbasses talk.
I know, right?
A lot of episodes.
Be for yourself.
Yeah. Hey, so we're getting reports, at least on Twitch anyway, that we're not very audible.
I did just crank it.
All right, good.
Yeah, I reckon I saw that, so it should be good.
Good, good. Appreciate it. Everything hopefully is good on DV Radio side. But yeah, so here we are on Tuesday. We got Affinity Friday coming out around Friday, but this past weekend, at least for me, and I know two of the gentlemen here, came and helped celebrate the festivities. My son graduated, so that was a pretty exciting time. We had the party on Sunday. A lot of family and friends, and I had a good time.
Bro, that was a good time, man. My kid was in that bouncy house for like 4 hours, dude. He slept like a fucking boss that night.
Yeah. Same. We got home and his was like, "Dad, I'm tired." I was like, "Hell yeah, you are. Let's go."
you know you are.
No, you get like permanent bouncy houses affixed to the house,
right? That was a good party, man. Food was good. Pulled pork was really good. I don't know who made that.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I have no idea. Actually, you know what's messed up is I didn't even get any leftovers. So the party was at my in-law's house, and there's a lot of leftover food, but for some strange reason, when I said, "Hey, would you mind bringing over some leftovers?" when they went to come pick up one of the kids a couple days later, the only thing that was missing was pulled pork.
Huh.
Yeah. So apparently they decided they were going to keep it all for themselves.
Well, I didn't get any leftover pulled pork, so, you know.
No, man. Yeah, they brought over the potato salad and some turkey and roast beef sandwiches, little finger sandwiches we got from the grocery store. And a few other things, but I'm like, damn, man, where's my smoked pulled pork at? Oh, I don't know. I don't know what you're talking about.
You know, your father-in-law was probably the main one eating that.
Yeah, yeah, man. My mother-in-law kind of, it's funny because she's, you know, for good reason, right? She's trying to watch out for his health, but he's definitely like one of those older guys with the wife that's always looking for his health, and he comes over to my house. He's like, "Hey, man, we hiding the cookies."
I know you got some, you fat ass.
Yeah, I was like, man, I got you.
Yo, was that Sunday bar that was there, like, catered out?
Yeah, so that's a local ice cream place. It's actually reasonable, too. I want to say it was like maybe $150 or something like that, and they come there for a couple hours, and they bring like four.
Damn,
or five.
That's it, dude?
Yeah, it's not too bad.
That's pretty legit.
Yeah, not too bad. And they left us with a quart of each flavor that we had.
Oh, damn.
Yeah.
It's not bad at all, man.
No. Nope. We had my daughter's Sweet 16 party too. We had them there as well. Yeah. Good shit. It helps to know some owners of ice cream places. I know two of them now. So they compete for my business. Let me tell you, it's a lot of business.
Can you pay me an adapter? That's a real question.
I'm trying to get one of them on board. He's one of the guys that owns the other ice cream place that wasn't there. He's an old CFO for a big bank, like a really big bank. So I'm trying to get him on board. He's a good dude. But yeah, what's up? What everybody else? I mean, we had that going on, Chris. I know, unfortunately, you had other things going on. You weren't able to make it. So, got anything you want to talk about this weekend?
I got red-ended this weekend.
What?
Oh, no.
Yeah. By a Porsche.
Oh, so the homie paying for everything.
Oh, yeah. You know, I was yelling for traffic, and then boom.
Bro, I've been in one of those in Florida, man. That was not fun. I think that was when me and my now wife were first date. I mean, like a couple months in, we were going to dinner, took an exit ramp. At the bottom of the exit ramp, there's a fat yield sign, and it's fucking Florida. And so you're yielding onto like another highway. So there's a decent clip of traffic right there. And some guy decided that turning around to play with his kid in the car seat was more important than watching for cars in front of him. Like, I don't know what he was going to do with the fact that there was a whole highway of fucking traffic right there, but he was turning around, messing with his kid in the back and plowed right in the back of us. Big Ford, like F-250 right in the back of a Pontiac Vibe.
Damn.
Jesus.
Oh yeah, man. That was not fun, but you all right, man?
Yeah. So many. The car that took the brunt of it. It wasn't too bad though.
The Porsche look.
The Porsche honestly was leaking. It was leaking fluid compared to my car. I think the Porsche took more damage than mine.
Did you laugh at him?
I'd have been like, oh man, you fucked.
My neck.
Was it like a kid like driving dad's car? Because that'd be even worse.
Nah, it was a dad.
Oh, God.
That makes it worse. Grown ass man fucking up like that.
But there was a kid in the car. He's like, yo, dad, can I take a picture of the car? Not my car, but his car. He's like, can I send it to my friends?
I want to show you done fucked up.
Damn. That's messed up, man.
Put my homie on Snapchat and shit.
Are you going to make some TikTok about it?
Yeah. It's crazy, man. This was been nuts too. It was been on and off with the rain. You know, it was supposed to rain bad this weekend. It wasn't too bad. And then today, this thunderstorm that came through was crazy. I was hoping
it wasn't. I heard a few rumbles, but
that's it.
Yeah, just a few rumbles.
It was bad down here. I was hoping it wasn't going to knock power up.
Well, we needed the wind to come in and do something with that bullshit we're getting from them Montreal fires or whatever right now.
I know that's Ray's fault.
I know, right?
Ray Lane fires up there. I know what he's burning. He's burning trees.
Different kind of tree, yeah. Though.
You chill out.
Go ahead, man.
I was going to say, have you guys actually looked at the air quality map of the United States?
Nah.
It's pretty bad.
So, California is like all green. Well, for the most part. Like
green's got to be bad then, right?
No, green is good. While like all the Northeast is like red and orange.
Does that mean they finally put out some fires in California?
Yeah, the whole thing just flipped, essentially.
I mean, I'll take that. So, hey, yo, I do got something else, though, for you. I thought it was pretty funny.
Yeah.
My wife is now like, because, you know, she gets anxious about stuff. So now she's super like anxious about it, which is whatever. I don't give a shit. But y'all know who the comedian Matt Rife is?
Yes. He's going on a tour.
That's right, son. So he's going on a tour, and the wife wanted to get tickets. And she was like, I ain't dealing with this bullshit with that Taylor Swift thing. She's like, I'm getting these fucking tickets. So, like, and she got them today. But at first, she was looking at The fact that he only had like one day out that he was going to be there, and it was only like one show in each location. And just like the Taylor Swift stuff, she couldn't get tickets. Like every time she did, it was like, oh, someone's already purchased these tickets. So, and then if you went on StubHub, you could see that there's some people are already selling at like double and triple the price. So people are like, oh, it's the next like Taylor Swift bullshit for tickets and whatever. Well, while she's monitoring this, they come out and announce like, okay, well, not only is he going to do another show the same day, so he's going to do one at 7 o'clock and one at 10 o'clock, but they also added Saturday. So she ended up getting Saturday tickets for when he's going to be in Boston. And she was like super happy about it. And I'm like, yeah, hell yeah. That, you know, works for me, whatever. Well, I remember the original date that the show was going to be. So obviously the next day, Saturday, is when we got tickets for. So I'm sitting at work today and I'm in like a pretty isolated area, like, you know, just doing work. So you got plenty of time to like, just let your mind wander. And I realize I got tickets to go see Matt Rife on 420.
What?
It's going to be lit. Yeah.
Oh, right.
Okay. But it's on 420. I can only imagine how bad that's going to be.
I mean, since that's Isabel's birthday, you want to throw the dad a bone and, you know, bring me along with you. You know, we can do Isabel a favor for me. You
feel me? Here's the thing, then. The tickets just keep going up in price. So I already told the wife, I was like, yo, they get to a certain price, we ain't going. We selling them. Like, I'm just letting you know.
That's
like,
that's an investment at that point.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. Like, I'll be like, because she was saying that, like, some of them were going for like, you know, you originally buy them for like $50 to $80 and then people are flipping them on StubHub for like $400 or $500. And I'm like, all right, well, I also remember like how expensive them T-Swift tickets got. So I'm telling you right now, like them, we bought them for $79 a piece and we got four of them in case her sister and her sister's husband want to come with. So I'm telling you right now, man, them ticket prices on StubHub get over $1,000. I'm selling all fucking four of them. Get fucked.
and that's a good point and pretty good segue into moving into you know, down to business with my personal lives. I know most of y'all like, you know, man, shut the hell up. But you know, different investments, you were kind of joking about that with the tickets, right? As an investment. But you know, it is important to make sure that you do things that are like just outside of, you know, just either just crypto or just stocks, just whatever you're invested in. You know, because things change, you know, economic situations change and all that. And I was telling Paul, I said, you know, I started upping my intake of silver, like physical silver, for that reason, right? I think gold right now is trading a little too high. So I didn't want to buy gold. It's actually very, very close to its all time high last time I checked, but silver's trading at about, maybe about 60% versus its all time high. So I figured that was a better investment right now for physical. But again, got to have your crypto portfolio. You got to have your physical metals. You got to have, you know, your stocks, real estate, whatever you can get into, diversify. And speaking of which, one reason why is look what's happening today, right? Which is what we're going to talk
about. Bunch of bullshit.
Right? We're going to talk about, and I know we've done shows on regulation in the past. But, you know, not necessarily going to focus on the general regulation. We're going to talk, I think, a little bit more specific as to what's been going on with Binance and how that, you know, affects the market and affects companies like ours and everybody else. Did I? I don't know if I checked DM. But anyway, so the situation that's going on, if you haven't heard about it, with Binance, and a big, big reason why you've seen the crypto markets kind of take a big hit. I know a lot of it was down 10%-ish, depending on what asset you were looking at, pretty much all day yesterday. There was a little bit of a rebound today. I think Binance got down to like 275-ish or something yesterday. I think it's at like 282 right now or somewhere in that area. So a little bit of a rebound, but what's really going on is, you know, SEC decided that they are going to sue Binance US because of a couple reasons. One, they're saying that they're acting as an exchange for securities, unregistered exchange for securities. And another, there's multiple little things. It's a 136-page document. So there's all kinds of little bullshit in there. But one of the other big things is pooling of customer funds with company funds, which is the same thing that's that FTX and
yeah, did your internet just go out?
I was about to say, did he just?
Did my internet just go out?
No, yeah, you're good. You're good. He's the one who stopped.
Oh, hell yeah.
Oh, me?
It's not a proper Affinity Protocol or Affinity Friday without some sort of technical issue.
Wait, you ain't talking about
me. Especially from him.
Talking about me?
True.
You can't hear me? Y'all got me muted? You guys got me muted or something? Because I'm still coming through. All right, I am going to pause this recording. Well, so I don't know if you know this or not. And first, we just went back on air on DV Radio. So everybody that was listening, I apologize. My internet went out on me. since I'm the one running it on there, we lost connectivity there. Yeah, so I went and I checked with Verizon. I checked with T-Mobile. It's not available in my area. I don't know why. My in-laws have it down the street, 10 minutes down the road. But it's not available in my area. So I get to deal with shitty ass Comcast that likes to drop my internet.
Let me look into that for you.
Yeah, look into it. I'd appreciate it because I'm getting tired of Comcast dropping my internet whenever the hell they feel like it. And they like to do it to me at the right times, right? Like this. And they'll do it for like 10 minutes just to screw with my life. I appreciate it. Anybody here works for Comcast that's listening, I apologize. But get fucked. So what did I miss? Catch me up.
Well, speaking of internet, you want to see some shit real quick. I'm going to throw this little screen grab real quick in Cortine chat. But I want you to realize I'm circling where my neighborhood is. All right. And then the rest of this map right here is the Verizon Fios coverage. Yo, tell me how somebody looked at that map and they looked at that neighborhood and they go, you know what? Fuck them kids. We ain't putting it in. Cause look, it's surrounding me.
That's great.
And I'll even show you a zoomed out one so you can see like this is terrible. Obviously they're not getting like onto the Cape, which is fine. Yeah. Right. But like, look, they are literally taunting me with this.
Wow, that's crazy. I like how that line, too, looks like they used a straight edge. They were like, yeah, we're going to do these houses.
100%. Well, that's the county line right there. That's why.
Oh, okay.
But over, if you look to the left for that county, that's the same county I'm in. So why haven't they moved just a little bit over?
Man. I'm tired of it. But it is what it is for now. So where we leave off, I know I was in the middle of talking and then boss, you know what's crazy is I could still hear you guys. You couldn't hear me because I kept responding. I'm like, what do you mean you can't hear me?
Oh, that's how you know it's going.
Yep.
So we kind of picked up what you left off.
You were discussing why the SEC is suing and what the reasons are that they're claiming.
Yeah,
the intermingling of the funds and all that. Yeah. I was doing some reading and some listening and some everything else on that whole thing. And, the unfortunate part of this, really, other than just pretty much everything, but when you in detail, the really unfortunate part of this is it's a no-win situation for Binance. And when I say no win, I mean it doesn't mean it's going to end in like tragic and Binance is shutting down. And because first of all, they can't make Binance shut down. The worst possible thing they can do is make them shut down Binance US. Like it's already, you know, how New York and stuff already didn't let them in, but it would be nationwide. But more likely than not, it's going to result in a fine, like they did with who the hell was it? Kraken. Kraken took the fine, said, hey, how can we comply? And then moved on from there. More, that's kind of what I see happening. But at the very least, we'll have to see how it all plays out. And what sucks about that is it's kind of like, oh, they could just at any time just say, hey, we're going to have this lawsuit against them and we're just going to collect money. Because, you know, when you're a company as large as Binance making the kind of money that they're making, who wouldn't just pay the few million dollars, maybe even $100 million in fines, right? To all of us, that's an insane amount of money. But to them, settling is probably, you know, and listening to CZ and all that sounds like that's probably the route they're going to go. My opinion.
But it's ridiculous because we kind of discussed while you were waiting for your internet to not suck. we kind of discussed how what we were talking about with some of the previous podcasts that we've really talked about it and how like they're just kind of going off onto the, you know, out in the right field with these made up rules.
Yeah.
So like, is this going to be how the baseline is developed where it's just going to be they find a reason that they deem good enough to sue and they come after somebody? And just like you said with Kraken, and it'll soon be, you know, Coinbase and Binance where they take the fine, they say, how do we get in compliance? And bam, that's the answer. Now you're in compliance. Like, is that the right way? Is that going to set the baseline? And if so, is that the right way to do it?
It's definitely not the right way to do it, but is it going to help set the baseline? I think so. Like it or not. I think so, because it's going to start setting precedents, and precedents usually is what law is based on, if there's no actual law on the books. So, when you look at their situation, when they say that they're out of compliance as far as their exchange goes, this is aside from what they're talking about with intermingling funds, right? And there's no way for us to know that, because the only way you can know that is through an audit. And they do their own internal audits, but an external audit is the only true way to know, if they're intermingling funds and doing anything in that route. So looking at what we know, they are an exchange. And what they're saying is that they're out of compliance because they are dealing with the trading of securities on their exchange.
While they funnel money back to the CCP.
Well, yeah, I don't know. I'm going to be honest with you. I didn't read the 136 page document. So I'm not sure if that's mentioned. It'd be kind of fucked up if it is. But, so if you're an exchange, again, we've talked about in the past with like stock exchanges and like Scottrade, for example, they are trading stocks on there, which are, no kidding, clear-cut securities. Therefore, there's a lot of compliance and a lot of regulation that they have to fall under. Well, exchanges that are exchanging crypto assets and cryptocurrencies don't currently fall under those same regulations, although they're treating them like they do and saying they're out of compliance. But the caveat here is they have to be trading securities. So what the SEC is doing is they listed out all of these assets that they are calling securities. USDT, BUSD, I know Solana was on that list. Not sure if Ethereum was, I can't remember, but there's a list of like 16 or so different crypto assets that trade. I think Algorand was even on there, that trade on Binance. And because Binance is trading what they have deemed as securities, that makes Binance out of regulation. The problem with that is they haven't proven that any of those assets are securities. So how can you hold Binance accountable for being out of regulation for trading securities when you haven't yet established that any of those assets are securities? So I would expect more information to come out of that.
So why would you take the fine if that's the case then? Because you're admitting that, okay, we agree with your assessment of this being whatever this is being a security.
I would say from if I was like playing from their standpoint, depending on what the settlement would be, then it might just be cheaper and easier just to take the fine. Now, if they say, hey, part of the settlement is you have to take the fine and shut down Binance US and do all these other things, then they may not do that. And they may take the route more like XRP with the way they went and fight them in court over the course of years, which is expensive and can hurt business and a lot of other things. So they may go that route, but it's just cheaper and easier and quicker just to get it over with if it's only a fine.
I guess I just don't understand how it's easier to do that when if there's still no clear cut, this is a security and this is why you're getting fined, how they're not going to just come back and do it again in a year and a half and say, oh, you know what? It's that time again. We need to get paid.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. There's really no.
Yeah, there's no real saying to that. I think that's probably one of the most real scenarios that, at least with our government, one of the most real scenarios that we can have, because I don't know. I think that's a very common theme.
I do realize that, like, that's a predicate for, like, RICO charges, right?
I don't think they care.
Oh, I know they don't care.
Oh, fuck.
I'm just saying, man, I watch The Sopranos, you know what I mean? Like... I know what they're doing is getting into that racketeering. Yep. They're just making it illegal because they're the U.S. government. They're like, it's all right.
Yep. Yeah, exactly. And you know, they're putting the pressure on the whole crypto industry because, you know, let's not forget they're trying to launch their own central currency, the centralized digital currency. So, you know, that's going to be part of it. And you know, one other thing I was thinking of as I was reading some stuff and I was listening to some other things and you know, we always got to try to take whatever information you can get. Even if it turns out to be, you know, nothing happens, which, you know, would be amazing. Or whatever happens, we got to always keep our ear to the ground and see what's going on with regulation and how other industries are being treated or other entities are being treated. Even though we're not going down the same path, right? We're not a centralized exchange. We're not a centralized anything. You still got to make sure that you're paying attention. So one thing that I took away from this was when you're dealing with any kind of asset, and I see it a lot with kind of tying that currency into the business directly, right? You'll see it all the time where people are advertising and they'll say, even when it has to do with utility, right? For instance, this is why you never hear us say this. When Adapt launches or when the exchange launches, the price of our token is going to skyrocket. You'll never hear us say it. You won't hear us say it. That is one way you can definitely get your asset targeted because one of the stipulations, according to the HUI, is to have the efforts of the business directly affect the price of the currency or the asset purposefully, right? Like, so if we say, hey, we're going to do this to increase the price of the Affinity token, that's a target. And you see it all the time. A lot of companies do that. They're always talking about how their next thing is going to, you know, drastically. Now, I'm not talking about volume, right? We can talk about volume all day because that's logical, right? That's the purpose. The purpose of these utilities is to be used. It's to use the asset. But there is a difference between saying, now, if you want to put two and two together, that's up to you. Volume doesn't always necessarily mean price goes up. But when you're talking about using an asset, using a software, using a technology, that's volume. Customer usage creates volume. It's when all of these other companies out there are saying, we are the watch the price of this, or once we get this released and everything else is going to come together. Now, are we hopeful on certain things? Of course, we're hopeful on certain things. But when you start going out on a limb and actually vocalizing that and advertising that your token asset or your coin asset is going to increase in value based on product releases or anything else that your company is doing, you're painting a huge target on your back for the SEC. Massive.
It ain't worth it. Not worth it.
No. And and this is why I say all the time, and I'm very confident in our team. I'm not going to be cocky and say that we are the smartest, but we are certainly one of the smartest here when dealing with this kind of thing.
Perfect time to need to clear my throat there.
Right.
Man.
I'm just saying, because if you just have to pay attention. And I'm not, again, I'm never here to knock on anyone in particular, but just pay attention out there. Like, there's a lot of people that just don't seem to either, one, care, because they know it's either temporary. You guys didn't lose me again, did you?
No, I thought we was going to, man. Your voice went a little fuzzy for a second.
Yeah, I see on Twitch it says chat's trying to connect, so hopefully it doesn't knock me off again.
Oh, you gone, kid.
Emotional damage.
I'm kidding. You're not actually gone. I'm just making fun of you. Oh,
man. Why'd you have me throw some shit? Yes. Oh, God. All right. Well, anyway, get back on my train of thought. Yeah, so either they don't care because they know it's short term, right? Short lived. They're like, hey, this is going to be, we're going to make as much money as possible we can in the short amount of time, and then fuck what happens. Or they just don't know, and they're not doing the right research. You know, you got, of course you have to do your research and development. Of course you have to do your research and everything else, but you can't overlook what the hell's going on in the world of finance, in the world of crypto and technology. Like, that's, we live and breathe this shit. You have to pay attention. And I don't think most of them are.
Well, I think that for a very, very long time, you know, it was the Wild West. No one cared about this kind of stuff because there was no regulation for it. There wasn't going to be any regulation for it, but no one gave a shit because they didn't need to.
Yeah. I mean, that's fair too.
I think that mentality is still there, and people don't realize, like, you actually have to give a shit now.
Yeah. And, you know, getting comfortable too, right? Like, we know this stuff lags. You know, the government's not fast. So it could be a year, 2 years, 3 years, or 5 years, whatever, before it catches up to people.
Yep.
So just going to be on the lookout for that. That's all. And again, that's my point about us is, you know, we can never say with 100% surety that we're ahead of everything, but we at least keep track of what's going on and how we can stay on track and best protect ourselves and everybody involved. And this is just another one of those cases. So that's why, when you hear us talk about anything, sure, there's a lot of stuff we would like to say and be on board with everybody else that's doing, you know, getting excited, talking about prices and everything and all this other stuff, but we're not going to do it. We got to keep in mind that the token is a product that's meant to interact with our other products, and it's going to do what it does based on what happens with the products and speculation and everything else. Or whatever comes into play. But I'm going to be very curious to see how this all goes down. And it may take a while.
That's actually my next question, is how long you think this is going to take? Because the SEC comes out with saying, I'm going to sue you.
Yeah.
But how long until we actually see if they're going to come out and say, yes, it's just going to be a fine or whatever?
Personal opinion, I think a couple months minimum. And that's, anything beyond that is going to be dependent on whether or not Binance lays down. And when I say lay down, again, I don't necessarily mean just close up shop and say, all right, US, you won. Because the way a lot of settlements are looked at as, there's no winner, or both parties win, or however you want to look at it, as a draw, you know, we get to still operate. You get some money. Call it even, you know. So I guess it depends on what they decide to do there. But this is big time, man. Binance is the third biggest cryptocurrency, and they're the biggest exchange. So
I don't know why people can't just chill.
I don't either, man. I have my theories, and one of them I'll just briefly tell you is that it has a lot to do with keeping the little man down. It's awfully hard to control a population if the population has opportunity. That's one of my biggest theories on it.
Man, you're just mad because they're affecting you making money.
I'm mad. If anybody ever affects me making money, I'm pretty pissed off. You know? But anybody, more so anybody fucks with my business, you know, then we got a big problem. Hear that? There's some other shit I was going to talk about with that too.
Was it how bad your internet is?
Ah, man, it's not going out. Knock that off.
Hey, I just want to make sure, man. I didn't want to get off topic, you know, if we were supposed to be talking about your shitty internet.
No. No, you knocked that shit off. But yeah, I did hear that, you know, I heard that they're just kind of looking for an angle to play on Ethereum too. See what angle they play there. But it's ridiculous at this point. And yeah, I know we're all looking forward to the day that Gary's gone, but I'm not even 100% sure that that's going to be, like, it's going to be good news, obviously. And I think we'll see a rally off it when it does happen. But you got to keep in mind that, like, as much as he influences things that happen in that department or into the SEC, I mean, he's not sitting there behind the desk drafting all this paperwork, you know? So it's going to take time.
Nah, but he's still a bitch.
Absolutely. 1,000% that dude's a bitch.
Man, I still haven't gotten to Binance. Can we sue them?
Yep. Oh, that's what I was going to say. I did see somewhere that they're also potentially looking to freeze their assets with Binance US. Now, you have to do your own research on what exactly that means, whether they're looking to, you know, lock down the site and not allow people to use it anymore. I don't know, but we've been screaming and hollering to get your shit off central exchanges for a while now. My personal advice is to look into that again. Do what you want to do. Leave it there. Don't leave it there. But, you know, look into that option again. Because who knows what's going to happen, at least in the short term or even the long term. But
nah, man, I trust the U.S. government. I don't think they'll do anything bad like that.
No sarcasm at all, right?
None. Full faith.
Yeah, that's going to be sticky for a lot of people, man. So I would definitely look into that. And hopefully we come out of this on the other side with as little scratches as possible. But I think this is going to be the turning point that, like, again, for better or worse, that is going to start the domino effect of hopefully coming up with some clear regulation or some clear rules to follow.
Would be nice.
One can hope. You know, never seen an industry so, like, fucked on just coming up with something. Like, hey, just tell me. That's my favorite. With the is it the Coinbase lawsuit right now? They're countersuing. It's Coinbase that's countersuing, right?
I don't know. Yeah. You did all the reading on this.
Yeah, I just can't remember. I think it was them. They're countersuing. If it is them, whoever it is that's countersuing, I believe it is Coinbase. Yeah, they're countersuing, saying that exact shit. They're like, well, you say we're out of regulation, but they approved their IPO in 2021. They approved it. They're trading on the damn stock exchange. So how does the SEC, who oversees the stock exchanges that has to approve, right? You cannot IPO. You cannot be listed unless you are approved through SEC. So they have been. Now all of a sudden they're getting sued for being out of regulation. Kind of horse shit is that?
Yeah, so why'd you approve that then?
Yeah. They're company hasn't changed. Obviously, they've grown.
But hopefully that one will be the push to tell Gary to fucking resign.
Yeah.
That would be good.
Yeah. Absolutely, yeah, because their business model hasn't changed. Like, they came out, they were an exchange, they were doing all the same shit they were doing then. So what's changed? I'll tell you what's changed. coming out with that centralized digital currency. That's what changed.
Well, that's what we're talking about too. Before you pop back on, is if they're going to try to get rid of Coinbase, which recent speculation was that Coinbase was going to centralize that state to the U.S. What are they going to do going forward?
Yep.
That's my question to you. What do you think they're going to do going forward?
Oh, the government for the, you're talking about for the central currency?
A centralized exchange at that point. If they're going to get rid of Coinbase, and Coinbase was supposed to be the U.S. based cap, speculative that they were going to be the U.S. based company that we're going to use.
Well, the scary shit is, and that is, all of us here have used government developed software.
Oh, that's what we was talking about.
That's what's going to happen. Talking about
they're going to be hosting this thing on some Solaris 10 boxes.
Oh, it's going to be bad.
It's going to be like the RMV style fucking dealing with people.
So it's going to be complicated as hell.
Ain't going to get nothing done the right way.
Nope. Going to be connected to Comcast. Here we go. Yep. Yeah, that's honestly what I think would happen is they'll just develop their own shit. And it'll be terrible.
Because that's worked every time they've done that. Remember when the Affordable Care Act for healthcare or whatever first came out, and like the website was just like you couldn't do anything on the website to actually sign up, but it was like, oh, you're required to sign up, figure it the fuck out, I guess.
Oh yeah, you're required to register even if you don't need it. You got to put it, yeah, but it don't work.
Yeah, but it does. The website doesn't work, so
yeah. Well, we see how awesome the IRS is, so.
Oh, they're great. They've never done anything wrong.
Yeah. We see how clear those rules are and everything and how that works and how efficient
they like run. How they're supposed to have paid you interest when they took so long to get your taxes done that one year and they probably didn't.
No, they didn't. It didn't. It was almost a year it took them to give me my return.
Man, you fucking 10 minutes late on your return. Guess what?
What we've got here is failure to communicate.
Yep. Always got them loopholes, man. But yeah, that's kind of my spiel on that thing. And I'm fucking tired of hearing about them going after shit. And I remember you sent me that text. You were like, hey, what's going on? And I seen that, you know, market had dipped. And of course I look and we're always watching, just so you guys know. I know whoever's listening. I know we, even if we're not necessarily always replying and all that, we're always kind of peeking in on Telegram. I see the comments. I see everything that's going on. And I've seen some, you know, our mods are awesome, by the way. I can't ever say enough about them, at least responding to people and kind of cooling things down. But yeah, there's some people going in our Telegram, I guess maybe not paying attention to the broader market or whatever it may be. Just kind of concerned about what, you know, the dip in price and, but hey, again, we're backed by BNB. Binance is under some scrutiny. Price of BNB and Bitcoin and everything else goes down. It's going to happen.
Well, that's the crazy thing too, is that, you know, Binance took a 10% hit. Bitcoin also took like a 5% hit. And that was the main reason I was asking if there was something else I didn't realize was going on when I sent you that text, because like I would get it. Yeah, Binance taking a 10% dip off of that, you know, affecting our price, no problem. Get it. But why was Bitcoin also taking a 5% hit as well? Because, like, you know, Ethereum took the same hit, probably following Bitcoin taking the hit. So, like, that's where I was like, is there something different going on here?
Yeah, people freak out, right? Because it's, you know, all crypto assets are kind of held under the same umbrella. So if one of them, especially a big one, such as Binance, is being, you know, sued and scrutinized like that, you know, you got people that are kind of shaky and they're like, hey, that means, you know, crypto in general is going to be hurting. So I should probably go defensive. And back out. Yeah. Right. So you're going to have those kind of people, which, you know, hey, again, I'm not here to give anybody advice, but there'll be some people that will take advantage of any kind of, you know, price action. There'll be some that may really believe that it's the end of whatever, you know, whatever you decide, that's on you. But it's not like this is the first time, Benny. We've been talking about this shit how many times over the last year and a half?
Yeah.
And the price keeps moving up and down, and we've recovered a lot since the big dip. So that's what's happened. Not only that, but a lot of times too, people don't go into DeFi, right? So there's a lot of people out there that they are only on exchanges. So they sell. They sell out. They go to cash right on the exchange. That happens a lot in these types of situations. Well, it's going to
cause a huge price dip.
Yeah. So if you're on Binance US, for example, and you're holding a lot of Bitcoin or you're holding a lot of Ethereum, other assets, and you're afraid that that site's going to go out, like a lot of us would just say, okay, well, I'll just move it off and go into my DeFi wallet. There's a lot of people that don't know about DeFi that much, or they don't want to deal with it or whatever it may be, and they just sell out and go to cash. So that causes dips as well.
I guess I can't blame them if they don't know.
Yeah. Yeah, so that's that. I mean, we got about 5 minutes left to the show. I don't know if Chris wants to say anything, but I will, because I know people are itching. We'll talk about it more on Friday. Itching to kind of know what's going on with the mobile app. So here's at least a little update I'll give you. And if Chris wants to say anything else afterwards, you know, I'll probably cover everything he would say anyway. So sorry, Chris, if I'm stealing any thunder from you. iOS, we're still waiting on them. I don't know what the hell their problem is. We're still waiting on them to approve some things with, you know, just even our developer account and get off their asses so we can get things rolled out there. Again, we'll have more information on Friday for Affinity Friday. And with Android, I'm going to tell you what, everything with SafePal, everything with MetaMask is working great. The contracts are live on them. Everything, the transactions are going through. Whatever reason with Wallet Connect 2.0 is having a little bit of an issue with Trust Wallet. Now, we could push it out. We could easily push out an update. But for all of you Trust Wallet users, myself included, I use a few different wallets. For whatever reason with Wallet Connect 2.0, which we had migrated to since the last. So the current beta that you're using is Wallet Connect 1.0, or at least one.
They're using 2.0.
Oh, they are using 2.0.
Yeah, I need a bigger test bed.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah. Never mind then.
Give me some good data, so.
All right. Yeah.
All right. He basically says you're not a good tester, old man. That's what he's saying.
Right. Well, no, good, man. Well, I mean, I've been busy the last couple of days and shit. I haven't been keeping up on that with Chris, so we're going to talk more about that at our team meeting, and then we'll talk about it on Friday. But, yeah, so we got a bigger test bed then. Chris is getting that data, so I will retract my statement. But either way, Trust Wallet right now with the Wallet Connect is the only one that's kind of having a little bit of an issue. It seems to connect, but it going into that login phase, it's not quite getting through there. But SafePal, MetaMask, working beautifully, especially MetaMask. So we're going to work through that and then get that update on Android out. Apple, I'm sorry. We've been talking about this since the beginning. They suck. I'm sorry. They just do, especially with the proven things. I don't know why. And I would say, well, maybe they're being backlogged. No, I've been dealing with Apple in development for many years now. It's always been this way. So that's that. If you want more information, come check us out on Affinity Friday at 8:30 p.m. on our Twitter spaces this Friday.
It's a few days away. Hopefully we have some better news too.
Yeah, we got three days, right? 3 days. Yeah, we got 3 days till then. We'll do our damnedest to get more information, potentially even have more, you know, good, better news. See if Apple comes through, whatever it may be. But right now, at this very moment, that's where we stand. On that, does anybody else have anything else they want to talk about or bring up?
Yeah, you owe me $100 for that pulled pork.
Oh, shit.
It was not, I told you, man, it wasn't on sale after Memorial Day weekend ended. So, and because I made the mac and cheese, man. I made mad food.
I got you. Take a dab, right?
Yeah, man. As long as you ain't sending me no stupid ass notes with it, too.
Oh, I thought you were going to say some stupid ass tokens.
Oh, that too. I want none of that nonsense.
Yeah. You got a lot of those. unfortunately, one of my wallets. I have one wallet. In case y'all didn't know, I have one wallet that I messed around. It's got almost nothing in it, mostly because I've been taken so many times. But I have one wallet that I just sent some money to, and I do some high risk plays in that thing. I still try to do a little bit of research, but that's it. I keep the shit separate. I don't mess around with my main wallet. If I want to do high risk stuff, I have a separate wallet for that. It's got very little funds at this point because the shit hardly ever works out for me. But yeah, I'll send you some of those because I got a lot of those.
Why don't you give me some of that anonymous token, man? I know you got some still.
I forgot about that one.
Man, you can't forget about that one, man. That one was...
We were top five holders, man. That shit.
I think I still am.
Oh, man. I got to stop drinking IPAs and buying shit tokens.
I remember you sending me that message. You were like, yo, check the stealth launch. And I was like, I'm in. And as soon as we got done buying, they was like, rug.
Oh, man. You knew that was happening. We were like... It was like 50, 75 bucks or whatever, your top five holder. Like, shit. It's getting rugged. But yeah, so that's about all I got. I'm looking forward to Friday. Either way, whether we got more news on that or not. I don't know. I get excited. I want to hang out with people. But it's been a busy, hectic-ass week and a half, especially around here in my home life. So I'm looking forward to having some relaxing time with all y'all. All right, before we wrap this up, last call on anything. Anybody got anything else? No? Silence as a negatory. All right. Well, I appreciate everybody for coming out on this Tuesday evening. Hope you enjoy the rest of your week. And we will talk to you all on Friday.
Hit us up on Facebook and Twitter.
That's all, folks. Goodbye.